we left with a question. Vegar has a problem when our shows Mahara and Taisus. And Taisus asked the Kasha, Mali Doch going to make her show the Zuz, so if she have a dollar that pay the Zuz, can she go on a look at the Rav? Whom she Zuz, if she has mother with him, can I mean Tavish Asya? And making a Kimta, what Taisus Kasha should make a Kimta that should be Tavish Asya? I think he has a problem with that. And that's why the Karen is going to be like now with the Chaimish. Karen the Chaimish is Kahashta, because it's Tavish Asya. Okay, you said, what do you mean?
What do you mean? The Chaimish for the Shavua. Shavua was on. Was on the first Geneva.
Elmai says of Kveger, he prefers the Mahalach of the Shita. The Shita explained, he's not talking about, he's not making a kim to Tarvashasya. He's just bringing Kuda to Tarvashasya. He's just showing bringing Tarvashasya to demonstrate, like the Gemara says, that still belongs to the Bailam, meaning the Yukra, this that it went up, the Yukra is shaykh to the Bailam. Meila, that's why, and it's talking Ben. It's not that Vishas, it's Ben. Since it belongs to the Bailam, that's why the Chaimish is Kadahashta, the Karen, the Chaimish is Kadahashta, you can be back to Karen. So the question was, Simcha asked, didn't ask him, okay, but he asked him, the question is, he still had the problem. Harei the Shavua was when it was one. So the Chaimish is for the Shavua. Right? Craig said. And the Shavua was when it was one. So maybe it should be a Chaimish of one and not of four. That was a question that we left with. So the answer is very simple, not so very simple, that the difference is because Rabbi Kveger was working with the running assumption that the gather of Tavish Asya, that's a new mice, it's a new mazik. It's a new machayah. But Tavish Asya, it's a new machayah. If Tavish Asya is a new machayah, it's a melefekim kveger, haray, the shvua and the subsequent chiv kerem chaimish is on the mice of Geneva. It's not on the mice of the mice of Tavish Asya. So Mela, he doesn't like the Marsha and the Mdur Basra. How can you tell me that we're making a Kimta in place of that Tavish Asya? Now that it's worth four, the Chaim is going to be one. Mechatesi. Hooray, by Tavish Asya is a new Chiv. There was no Shavua. The Shavua was on the first Chiv. The Shavua was on the Gneiv, and the Gneiv was worth one. Tavishas is a new Chiv. Mechtesi. Seems like you have a Chiv Karen of four, but that's nothing to do with the original Gneiv. It has nothing to do with the Shavua. It's just two separate Chiyuvim. You're not going to say a guy is Nishba on one thing, then he does something else. He has to pay a Chaimish of the other Chiv that he does, which has no Shaykhs to the Shavua, no Shaykhs to anything. So it's two separate Chiyuvim. Memelo, how can you say Frekin Krager and Tayyus Kasha the Chaimish should be three words worth now? What he did now, Tavashas is a Maisa Mazik, nothing to do with the original Geneva, nothing to do with the Shavua. And that's good for what we answered for Krager to say that no, it's not a new Maisa Geneva, it's a Hemshah of the old Geneva. We use the Mimaisha card that, and Mela that would explain the Madur Basra. But Krager held not like that. Krager understands, like the Ketzayis, that it's a new Maisa Mazik. That's all, yeah, with the Mahaloch of the Madur Basra and Taisus, that Tais is asking the Gemara should make an Ukimta of Tav Rishasio when it went up. That's why it's a Chiyuv Karen of the Chiyuv Karen in the Chaim should be from then, from now. However, the Fida Shita, that what we're using for Tav Rishasio is just to demonstrate that the Yukr belongs to the Bailam. Mamela, but that's Mithuma it's Ben. So Mela, oh. So now the Kash is not Shver. Why? Because what's the Meir Simcha's Kasha? Kilo and Rufager. What's the Meir Simcha's Kasha? Either Shvur was on one. The answer is, but if it wasn't Tav Rishas, you stole it and it went up. So what's the whole Tav Rishas telling me? Is that it went up, who did it go up for? Who's kind of the Yukra? The Bailim. So Mela, now your Chiyuv of Karen is on the whole animal. You have a Chiyuv of Hashava, yeah? You have a Chiyuv Hashava of the animal, right? That's your Chiyuv Karen of this Geneva. Your Chiyuv Karen is to return the animal, right? The animal is worth 4. Your Chiyuv is to return the animal. The animal is worth 4. That means your Chiyuv of Karen is 4. You have a Chiyuv to return the animal. That's 4 worth 4. That means, in different words, not the Verter, your Chiyuv Karen is 4. When it's Ben, your Chiyuv Hashava, that's the Chiyuv Karen, is 4. So Mela, if we say again, like we've been saying the whole time yesterday, that the side of the Chiyuv of Chaimish is to pay the Karen plus, right? So Mela, Berega that we're saying, that your Chiyuv Karen now is a Chiyuv Karen of Dalid, because the animal went up, and Tav Rishas teaches me that the Yukra goes to who? To the Bailim. If the Yukra belongs to the Bailim, and not to the Ganav, yeah, the Yukra belongs to the Bailim, M'kain, what is your Chiyuv Karen? Your Chiyuv is to return the animal you stole, right? You stole the what? You stole it in the beginning. But your Chiyuv is to return. And the Shvua was on one, right? The Shvua was on one. So if it's Tam Chiyuv Chaimish, Kefid the Shvua, fine, Chiyuv Shvua is a quarter. The Chiyuv Chaimish is a quarter. But if we say the Chiyuv Chaimish is connected to the Karen, so now my Chiyuv Karen is more. My Chiyuv Karen is mine. I have a Chiyuv to return even though it went up, I have a Chiyuv to return the animal. The animal that's now worth more. Right? So my Chiyuv Karen now is 4. My Chiyuv Karen is 4. So the Chiyuv Chaimish is 1. That's why Krager wasn't bothered in the Shita. The Shita is Gevaldik, even according to Krager. Krager is only bothered by Madur Basra. Because Madur Basra learns that there's an akimto over it. That's Tav Rishasya, and that's why you're paying 4 for the carrot. No, Tav Rishasya is no chiyuv. Tav Rishasya has nothing whatsoever to do with the original Geneva. So Mela, originally you stole it was worth 1. Yeshua, Yichayev carrot, Yichayev chaimish of that. But this the Yichayev now 4. That has nothing to do with anything. Yichayev 4 because he did something else. Totally different. It happens to be the same name, but it's irrelevant. It's a totally new chiyuv. So no shaykhis, no shaykhis to the shvur, no shaykhis to the shlumin of the karen of that shvur. And mele no shaykhis to the chayim. That's the part of the chiluk you have to say, b'das kiveg. You're shlemim the taisus. Luck the main mahafi. Klal. The mehechi taisi. The karen yehek and shasim mother b'din. Kefu medal behei. Yee kain shagana. The ain lechalik ben kefu medal behei. The karen. Imloy mekayim chapasik. Hey, this the rab was mechalik. Can kefu. And between Karen and Dal, Kabel Dal Behei, as long as you have Pasuk Achel Karen Karen Shagana, Kabel Dal Behei is Shkasa Mother Bedin. Otherwise, it would be the same din. It wouldn't be Mechalik. Not for the Pasuk. So Mela, Mesvara says Taisus, how can you Mechalik and say that the chi of Kef on Dalvei is Genshagon, right? And the chi of Karen is Gedahashna. Now, this part of Taisus, right? This territory of Taisus, the Chaira, I mean, yesterday Avram had a good question, but the Diglashan of Taisus. Taisus spoke about Chumshu Zuza Kishas Hamad Medin. Taisus talking about Hamad Medin, right? Not sounds like it's also Din Hamad Medin, and not all Tav Hashasi of being a Chiyuv of Tav Hashasi at that time. But in the entirety of Taisus, I think it's even more shver on the Madur Basra. Again, what did Madur Basra say? Well, Taisus has the Kash, let's flip it and say, that it was worth one in the beginning. So Kefil, not like Rav, is Kefil. You pay one. Chaimish, the Karen, right? The Karen you're going to pay Kefil later. The Karen you're going to pay Kefil later, right? Karen you're going to pay Kefil later. And the Chaimish is Kefil later. So why paying the Karen Kefil later? So he says, because the case is Tavashas. Case of Tav Rishasya. So he did a Maisa of Tav Rishasya when it was worth four. That's the Din of Rabbah. Right? And Mela, we have explained that the Chaimer isn't come along for the ride. Right? So the question is, if that was the Kasha of Taisus, then what's Taisus' problem? What's Taisus' teretz? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with that? Tari says that Mesvara, right? Mesvara would not be Mechalik between Kev and Dal Behe on one hand and Karen on the other hand. Right? Unless we have a Pasuk. But according to the Cheshbin of the Madur Basra, yeah? It's not that we're being mechalik fundamentally between the Karen and the Kefil. We're saying that's in Kefil and Dalvei is Karen Shagana. Yeah? But over here, Lagabe the Karen, we're saying, Lagabe the Karen, there's no Mechayev over here. Lagabe the Karen, there's no Mechayev over here. It's not the pshat that we're saying that there's a fundamental chiluk. L'gabi l'keren, there's no mechayev. L'gabi l'keren, there's no mechayev. Because it's the Gemara.
It's a new mechayev. Because it's Tavashasya. So why isn't the kefil also then? I think there's really a problem here yesterday, Benson. How am I being mechalek? Or maybe Mechalek.
I think it's more understood. This part of the Teretz is more understood if you learn like the Shita. Teretz is saying, learn the Shita. And Teretz is saying, Kasha was, and maybe it's different between Kefil and Karen. The difference between Kefil and Karen is Kenji Gun, and the Kefil. I'm sorry, the cable is kind of gone up, and the Karen is Gafi the way it is later.
And the price like that.
What?
It was like the price like that in the bottom of how the family would be.
Well, if there's a price like that, we'll get to it when we see that price. So, anyway, so that's Tais Tais. Rab Nami in Machal Kaim Shim the Krad Kadosh. Oy the Taisis, the Blav Hachi, Dachi Shaper. Her anyway, the Gemara is Dayachim. And Dayach Loik, if you have this, the boy is Indian, Shem Asaya, 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 Shem A lot of it does. We bring it up, that should be the same amount, and by the amount of the Chederaya, in a more simple fashion, than to flip around the case and make the whole ganza to do. Okay, what's my right?
Omar, Chamaymir and Bereshai. Chamishisai, Momina Mishdalam Barosh. Mois of Chaimish, Momish and Mishdalam Barosh, and a Mois of Chaimish. So with his Kefil, you only pay Chaimish when it's just Karen. Abel Osha Maisi. Maishna Chaimish Deloy Mishal Mechsib Roishoy V'Chamish Yisoy Oshanami Loy Mishalim Mechsib V'Roishoy V'Chamish Yisoy V'Es HaShomoy. It says also Es HaShomoy Yovel Hashem. So we make the same deal. Es HaShomoy also is dafka by money that's Shilin Barosh, meaning you're paying it by itself, but not Kefil. But Gemara, Ves HaShomoy, Am Rabbanon, Es Paskekra. Look at the Pasuk, what did the Pasuk say? I'm Kosh Yeshava Olam Hashem, Shilin Maisa Barosh, Chem Vishisa Yosef Olam Hashem, who Loi, then be Amashmasai. Then the next pasuk says, "Ve'es Hashamay Yovil Hashem." So it's a separate Ve'es Hashamay. That's a separate parasha of the Asham. It's not totally in with the Chaimish totally in. The Chaimish is totally in when it's Mishalim Barosh, not Pekefel, but the Asham not. Reb Shimba Yechai, he argues, he said. Ein chaimish v'asham mishdalim b'makom sheish kefil. So Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai says v'es arve kra. All right, there's a vav v'es that connects it to the pasuk before. I mean, whatever was said linyan chaimish is also said linyan asham. Rabban amilach leilichta rechmana leivav leyes. So if the pasuk wanted to tell me, I'm telling you es. Is Mechale. So you're telling me Vav is Mechaber. Say it. If the Torah wanted Mechaber, don't say the S, which is Mechale. You have to compensate with the S by saying Vav. Don't say anything and mail be Mechaber. Shemechai Amucha, Laisagid, Laiksiv, Laikasad, Lafsuke, Beimam and Gavay, Mam and Hagi, Hilkov, Asavav, Arve Cross. So Shimon says that no. That the Torah wanted to split it up somewhat because it's different. Chayuv is a chayuv of Bereshlam, a chayuv Mammon is a chayuv carbon. Vela, we had to say yes to split them up. We had to vav to reconnect them.
Rashi ila vinu kabayi leluch leloy vav leloyes. Pasuk it. Remember, mom gavoy asham, mom head chaimish, lav urch ara, naravinu lehedya. Okay. Zot more about it. Zot more about it. I'm Rabbi Loi. Gonav plet, Manasa ayil, Egel, Manasa shah. Manasa shina biyadai, Uknoi, Tavo machar, Shalor teveach, Shalor umaych. Zakrash. Nas shini biyado iknoi b'shini loha milsa and tavach macha shloi teveach. Rapat m'dal behe. Aber keren b'keifel m'shalim keren k'hashda. B'keifel k'en shagonav oi k'shasim adu b'din. So Rashi is a very big mouthful. Three parts to this Rashi. First part is explained to me why Patim Dal Behei. Second part is telling me Chayiv and Karen. The third part tells me what's the deal with the Kaifa. Regarding the first part, Rashi says, that you kind of learn also. Rashi's mashma, we're not saying that you kind of learn. It's only the gay, the Pati from Dal Behei. But that's him, not kind of. Shail is man of shach. Shail is man of shach. The shail is man of shach. I didn't start. I didn't say anything. You can ask a question, right? I really read the Rashi. The shail is man of shach. If you kind of a shinoi, then why did you kind of gamri? If you're not kind of a shinoi, why are you from Dal Behei? Furthermore, what is unique about this shinoi? That it's not a full-fledged shinoi. Why is this different than any other shinoi? He says, "Nasa shinoi b'yai." He's saying, "All right, it is a shinoi." What about it makes it that it's not that's less of a shinoi? So the Achrayim suggests, that's in Pnei Shur already suggests, that's Rashi. And over here, the difference is that there's a Shina that was Nasim Eilov. There's a Shina that was Nasim Eilov. Shina Nasim Eilov, you're not kind of a Shina. Bamazin, if you look at Rashi, at Samach Vav Mer Aleph, Dibra Mascho, Shina Kaina. And the Gemara then has this whole discussion. Amaraba Shina Kaina Ksiva Tnina, says Rashi, Shina Kaina Hechid Ishana Lubi Adayim Pshitale the Reis of Adikana the Mahadli Boy Ladrinu Beinayim Eldom Mishalim Rein Semer Asam Begadim etc. What does Rashi say? The parish of Shina Kaina is when
Beinayim.
The parish of Shini Bidayim is the parish of Shini Kaina is by Shini Bidayim, Rashi says. And it says the Ramadayak in the Rashi. The Rashi Sashita seems to be that Shini Kaina is only when you do a Maitz of Shini Bidayim. The problem with that is, and there's a Mishnah, it's not like that. Okay. Behemoth is Kino. Mishnah is Haibab and Beid. Behemoth is Kino. Avodim is Kino. Mishalm, Mishasak Zayla. Shalom, Gishasak Zayla. Here we see that Shina is kind of Behema v'hiskina, Behema got old by itself. The ganav didn't help it get old. And still we say, Imshalam k'shas again, l'pashak l'shinah's kaina. You see that Shinah kain is even. Shinoi. That's not some elo. So what's trying Rashi? Furthermore, the Gabe our Gemara itself. So Ben Yeshua asks from the Gemara on Taivavim Beis. The Gemara says on the Mishnah of Zeh Klau, Klau Gazon Mishalom Mishas Gazela, what's a Zeh Klau? Vasuye Mai, Vasuye Hadam Rabbeloi, Gonna play Benasa Ayel, Ego Benasa Shor, Nasa Shina Biyadoi, Uknoi, Tavachumacha, Shlur Tebeach, Shalai Humaycher. The Gemara in the Kol Gazon Misham Mishas Gazela, which is the chayr product of Shina being kaina. That's when you make Pekshas Gazela. When you kaina b'shinui, you Pekshas Gazela. The Gemara says that klal is coming lasuye on the Gemara. Or bloy, it says tleb nas ayil nasim yodir knoi. So how could Rashi say that Reb Loi is not talking about Shina Kaina? So truth to tell, Rashi himself over there, Bavarin's this problem, and Rashi learns, Rashi there also says like he does by us, Nasa Shina Biyadu Knoi, L'kach, Im Tavuch U'macha, Shloi Tevev, Shloi U'maycher, Ve'im Mishalem, Ella Teifa. But how gufa? But how gufa? Back to Pnei Yeshua. That, hey, over there, we're talking about Gazlan. Kol Gazlonim, Mishalom Kshasa Gazela. Zok to Pnei Yeshua. Zok to Pnei Yeshua. By Gezel, there is no Kefil, and there is no Dal Behei. Kefil is only by Gano. Kefil is only by Gano. So according to how did Rashi explain? Now the Gemara says Lasuye Rabbi Loi, and Rashi over there Gufa explains. That Reb Loi is only linyan, Ptur Dal Behei. It doesn't hold that it's kind, it's only linyan Dal Behei. But the Gemara over there is that the klal kol ha-gazlonim is la-suye kol ha-gazlonim mishal m'kshas ha-gzeh la-suye Reb Loi. And by gazlin, you don't have Rabbi Loi. Yeah? By Gazlin, you don't have Rabbi Loi. Mishnah of the Mishnah was to Magana. So you could say, Mishnah of Kshasa Gzela means Linyan Rabbi Loi is saying. You know, you kind of, only Linyan Rabbi Loi is saying. But Hareri, Rabbi Loi is talking about Dal Dehe, the only kind of Linyan Dal Dehe. Yeah? You only kind of Dal Dehe. And the Mishnah is talking about Gazlanim. So how can the Mishnah of Gazlanim come to tell me a halacha that pertains only to Ganim? Elamai, Al Karkoch. If the Gemara is bringing down Reb Loi B'yachas to the Mishnah of Kol Gazlanim Mishalom Mishasa Gzela, then Al Karkoch, the Karkoch, where the Gemara is talking about the din of Tashina is kind of. The din of Shina kind of. Lagami, that's yours, and you pay, Kashasa Gzela, that's the Gemara is bringing down Reb Loi. So you see, Reb Loi is talking about Linyan being kind of. Another question was raised this morning that Haray, right? Rashi in the Hamshuch Be'ah says, "Oh, Karen Mekay from Mishalom, Karen Kihashta. He paid Karen Kihashta." Over there, the Gemara is saying, "He paid Kishasa Gzeila." The Gemara is saying, "Fear below, you paid Kishasa Gzeila." The Gemara is saying, "Kol Gazon Mishalom Kishasa Gzeila." Is coming to include Rabbi Loi, Kol Gazon Mishasa Gzeila. Is that a cloud? Kol Gazon Mishasa Mishalom Kishasa Gzeila. Is coming to include Rabbi Loi. That means the Chayyim, at first glance, what it's saying is that you pay Kishasa Gzeila. And Rashi says, no, in case of Loi Gufa, the carry, you don't pay Kishasa Gzeila. Because they fret Shmuel. Then it was your Kashi, not Kashi.
Those guys, yeah, yeah. I can't remember.
Okay, I don't know. Whoever's Kashi it was, maybe Gul Oilam, I don't know if I could be Gul Oilam over here to fight whose it is, but whoever it was, that's the question. Now, Maiz the Pereshu Abba, the Ben Peretz, Taka disagrees with Rashi. Ben Peretz disagrees with Rashi, and mainly disagrees on that on the second Kul of Rashi as well. The Yeshua says, Ben Peretz says, Nasa Shin Biyad Vaknoi, Pirish, the Pot of Dal Vahay, Karim Akay from Mashalom Karim Kinahashta, Kachabesh Mkunjas, Masha Pedro Kunjas, the Mashalom Karim Kinahashta, Zero Mishum, Rechiman de Tavcha, Havakishasya Tavcha. Mustafa Derech Agav explains to me, Rashi says that Karim is Kahashta, yeah? Why is Karen Kahashta? Says the Ben Peretz. Very simply. Why? Because of Rabba. Rabba says, Tavir Shas, he pay Dalit. So he also pleb and asa ayel, and you shechted it. Shechting is like Gara, but Tavir Shas. That's why you pay Karen Kahashta. So Derech Agar, Ben Peretz explains to me the second Akudah Rashi. So the three Akudahs in Rashi, Ben Peretz explains to me a second Akuda. Yeah, the why paying for the hash to Mordechai? Because Rabba, he killed it. The line of hero, says his parents. The time that the Shasya and Tavya, you argue in the second din of Rashi. It was why he chai betavya Shasya, kedahashta, says the Gemara Namachdin, the Chivan the Yisa Be'eno, Hodra Limare, right? Even the Isa Be'ena Hodul and Mari. Therefore, Haishaita the Kashasya Kagazale. Right? Why Chayv Dal Kadahash Lefi Rabba? Because if it still belongs to the owner, and if you were to return it, you have to return the barrel worth 4. Right? Now that you broke it, you broke the owner's barrel, which is worth 4. Says the Ben Peretz, that's good by Tavish Shaskia. By God Chavis the Chamra. Avahacha, Inami Yisa Loihadu Lamara. Says the Ben Peretz. And Rabbi says, Nasa Shini Biyadai Ukinaoi. So if you coin it when it came in Ayol, right? Now you're doing tshuva. Yeah? It's Chodesh El doing tshuva. What happened now? Come to the rabbi, what do I got to do? He says, you have to return a tlet. Now you stole a tlet, you turn a tlet. What kind of ayah? The kind of machinery. Pek Shasa Gzela. What's Shasa Gzela? Tlet. And what's the sluk of Adamu? When you stole it. How much it was worth a tlet. It was a tlet. It wasn't an idol there. Because the Ben Peretz. Every lawyer says he kind of machine. Now for some reason the Ben Peretz wasn't, I don't know, he wasn't Haimar the Rashi, he didn't have the Rashi Chvesnish, the Ben Peretz doesn't deal with these words of Rashi, but Rashi says, Loha Milsa. And the Ben Peretz learns the Gemara Kshutai. The boy says, "Nasa shin biyadu kane. Shlo tevesh lo yimaycher. If it's lo tevesh lo yimaycher, then just like he's not chayiv for tvicha, for dal behei, he's also not chayiv for the tvicha. Midin taver shasye. Midin taver shasye. Not kain zin tvicha mechiri. You ready? Everything belongs to him. He owes money. How much you owe money? Shasye gneiva. Zeus. Like my parents. The second din of Rashi is not even true. The second din of Rashi is not true." Because he kind of, the kind of machinery. Now, but if we do have the Rashi, and we want to explain the Rashi, and we're saying in Rashi, that why is it not regular Kenyan Shinoi? It's not the regular Kenyan Shinoi, says Rashi, because Mela, the parish of Shinoi, is Dafka by Kenyan, is dafka by when you do the shini b'dayim, like Rashi says in Samach Vav. Rashi showed us his hand over here in Shabbat Samach Vav. Rashi Daka tells us that shini is dafka shini kain. The sukkah of shini kain is when you do shini b'dayim. What the svar is, I don't know. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe we'll try to figure out the svar. L'ineinu, it's enough the facts. So then the question is, so then what is going on over here? What is this all about? What is this quasi shinui all about? So Blave, Malin, and others wanna marshal Reb Chaim over here. Chaim says it in a different context. He has a kasha on Chanina. But the Chayim want to use Reb Chaim to explain Rashi. Reb Chaim, in Hilchas Gezel Aveda, Reb Beis Lach Kesvah. He goes on the Mishnah, goes on Behem Beskina, Havad and Beskinu, etc. Misham Gshasa Gzeila. And remember that we didn't know that from Beisha Gzeila Shagazel. There has to be Kain Shagazel. Look at Chaim, more on Samach Vav. Learns out from that same pasuk. That's the mark of it. Shinui is kind of. If it's kain shel gazel, you're back. If not, you kind it and you have to pay damen. Says Reb Chaim, it's mashma that these two dinim of reish chalaf anecha, and when you say reish chalaf anecha and shinui kind of, is two sides of the same coin. The reason why you can't say reish chalaf anecha when there's shinui. It's because you're kind of. So once you're kind of, you can't say Reish Lof Nechah. Once you're kind of, you can't say Reish Lof Nechah. Therefore, you have to pay Tishas HaGzeila. So Reb Chaim is Mesupik, though. This that we say, you can't say Reish Lof Nechah. Is it because you're kind of Bishina? We just said. So, well, since it's yours, you can't say Reish Lof Nechah. So it's not Reish Lof Nechah, right? Reish Lof Nechah implies that it's your shalcha levanecha. The kind of machine is not shalcha. Oy, the name of, he says, the mishum zeh gufa, the ain't a kain the man is the ain't a kain shagazal, the knais, the kmachim, moyo zeh gufa, lev kain shagazal, the inish lo yucholayim a shalcha. So Chaim wants to bring up another tzad, and maybe, where the Chaim is? Gzeila based as well. Huh? Yeah? Reb Chaim has another tzad. That what? That maybe it's really for the same reason. The Shirish is that when it's not Kain Shigana, you can't say Reish Chalav Anecha. Reish Chalav Anecha is Heishav is Gzeira Asher Gazal. It has to be Kain Shigazal. The Shairish Hadvarim is that when it's not Kain Shagazal, you can't be Mechayiv Yechiv Hashava when Reish Lafanecha. You're not Yechiv to the Nignav by saying Reish Lafanecha, because it's not Kain Shagana. It has to be Kain Shagana. Memela, that's one din. The din that it starts, it doesn't start with a Kenyan. You kind of machinery. The mail if I'm kind of can't do Reish Lafanecha. It's not mine. When it's not Kain Shagana. Not Kain Shagana, I'm kind of. Once I'm kind of, the can't do Reish Lafanecha. It's mine. The Reish Lafanecha, no. Batsem, it starts with the fact that since it's not Kain Shagana, so you can't be kind of. Reish Lafanecha Shagazal has to be Ashagazal, Kain Shagazal. So it starts with the Reish Lafanecha Yechiv Hashava. It has to be Kain Shagazal. And maybe my time also, maybe it'll be kind of. But the aleph is that there's a din that you can't be mekayim. It's not kain shagazal, you can't be mekayim b'chiv hashava. So meila, look at b'chayim, so it's shayach, if he's at shayach, theoretically. It's shaykh theoretically that you're not going to be kind of b'shinui, but still you can't say Reish Lafanecha. There's two dinim, two separate dinim. There's one din that the north mekayim mechiv hashava has to be kain shagana. That's one halacha. As another halacha, we say that when it's not kain shagana, you're kind of b'shinui. But theoretically, it's shaykh to split the two. It's shaykh to say that it's not the type. It's not a type of b'shinui. It's not enough of b'shinui. For whatever reason, yeah, it's not big enough shinui or l'nyaneinu, because you do ma'isa, right? It's possible, yeah, it's possible. It's possible to say that it's not enough of a shinui to be kaino, but it's enough of a shinui to say that you can't reach chavanecha, because soif kosoif, it's not kain shagana. So if it's not Kain Shagana, you can't be Kain Shagana.
You learn Shinui from Kain Shagana, so it can be.
So if it's an extreme Shinui, or whatever it is it takes to make it a Shinui, we also learn after the same Pasuk, that if it's not Kain Shagana, it'd be Kain Shagana. But if it's two things that being learned that is Pasuk. It's two separate things. There's one that it starts with the fact, there's one that the Shav has to be Kain Shagana. Now, depending on the Shinui, it'll be like kind of possibly. So Rabbi Chaim wants to bring the raya better from our Gemara, but not from Rabbi Lai, but from Rabbi Chanina. In the Hemshich of the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, we only started Rabbi Lai, right? Rabbi Chanina argues, and he says he brings the raya for the Braisa. Rabbi Chanina argues. Was it Rechnina old? Means the rise. If you hold Shin is Chayna, so why is the Baraisa say? But Tlanas Ayol, he paid down the hay. Right? And Taisus pointed out, Yamit Shin is Chayna, Pirish Ki Hay, Tlanas Ayol. Up Shin is Shin is Chayna. Rechnina, that's a Zakaisus, holds. He also masks Shin is Chayna. He holds it over here. This Shin is not Chayna. This Shin is not Chayna. Why is this shinui different? Either you could say, because it's not a ma'isa, hagufa. It's not a ma'isa. Or, maybe it's not enough of a shinui. But upon him, Rabbi Chanina says that this shinui is not kind. Right? Pashto, because it's not a ma'isa. So, Frank Rabbi Chaim. So what's Rav Chanina going to do with the mission of Behem Viskina? What's Rav Chanina going to do with the mission of Behem Viskina? What is in Behem Viskina? It's not Kain Shagana, so you kind it, right? So Mayama. So what's Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina says You're not kind of. Pashas because you didn't do ma'is b'dayim, right? You didn't do ma'is b'dayim, so you're not kind of. We always are relying. So how does a b'china do what the b'china do the mission? Pay him a b'china. Basically, b'nai Yeshua's kasha on Rashi, right? Yeshua's kasha on Rashi. So it's kasha, I think it says that. So B'chaim is asking Aram Chanin itself. Aram Chanin himself in the Gemara. Elma is Zakim B'chaim. Elma is Zakim B'chaim. That Aram Chanin is going to learn. Aram Chanin is going to learn the Mishnah. Behem Meskina, he's talking not Kain B'shina. Doesn't say anywhere that Kain B'shina. Doesn't say that. What does it say? Behem Meskina.
No.
What does it say? What are the words of the Mishnah? You can't say Reish Lavanecha, right? You can't say Reish Lavanecha. Don't say kind of, right? Rameh says by Bad, you know, the Mishnah, you don't necessarily see your kind of. Mishnah, you see, you can't give back the animal the way it is, right? You can't be Yaitzichi Vashava with the behemoth of Iskina, right? That's all you see in the Mishnah. Zakir B'chaim, theoretically, Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah is not a stage of Rabbi Chanina. Even though Rabbi Chanina says, you're not kind of machinery, the Mishnah says, you are kind of machinery, Tarif is no such Mishnah. According to Rabbi Chaim, the ability to say Reish Lavanecha is not taloi in you being kind of Bishina. So the fact that the Mishnah says you can't say Reish Lavanecha is not an indication that you're kind of Bishina. Mamela, Rabbi Chanin is not a steer to the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanin says, Yargs are bloy, and says that you're not kind of. Why aren't you kaina? Because this is not a shinoi. There's not a shinoi that allows you to be kaina. Let's say, because you didn't do bidayim. For now, we're saying that. You didn't do bidayim. The Mishnah says, behema viskina, which you also didn't do bidayim. You can't say reish chol fanecha. You can't say reish chol fanecha. Why not? Pash, because you kind of shinoi. There it is, Zakir B'chaim, no. There's two dinim. There's Shina being kaina, that has its halachas. When we say Shina is kaina, there's another halacha that says that if it's not the same, it's not Kain Shagaz, it can't be Shechav Necha. Behemav is Skina, even though you're not kainit, the mice is different. It's not Kain Shagaz. You stole a nice young animal, and now you have a Zalta Kaka animal. Yeah, so it's not Kain Shagana. So you can't say Reish Chol Vanecha, you have to pay Kshas HaGzeila. But doesn't necessarily mean that Shina is kinder. You can't say Reish Chol Vanecha, why? It's not Kain Shagana. Not Kain Shagana. True. Kain Shagana. But does that mean you're necessarily kinder? No. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're kinder. That's what Chaim learns up for Rabbi Chanina, that's right in his society. With his society, comes down to a whole complicated machlokes, Rambam the Ravid, which is obviously not our Indian right now. I assume we'll get to it a second said, maybe we'll get to it when we learn some machine, I don't know. But for now, that this is enough. When you name them. So Mela Zuckerblade, he wants to use Chaim's Yesod to answer Rashi. Once you have the sorry, to answer all the kashas on Rashi. Right, quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Tama all of them. Ayir Hasel, Menin Gezeil, Lo Shaykh, Tzicha Mechira. Quotes that kasha. He doesn't ask Shmuel Gavi's kasha. Like upon him, then this kasha from the, you know, that's the Mishnah. Steretz is like Reb Chaim. What was Reb Chaim Megalotas Yisoid? Reb Chaim is Megalotas Yisoid that Reish Chol Vanecha is not totally in Kenyan. Kenyan, yeah, Reish Lafanach, not totally in Kenyan. It's Shaykh, not totally in Kenyan, in Shina being Kaina. You could say, Shina is what? Is not Kaina, but still you can't have Reish Lafanach. So Meila, so Rashi says, the Plevenas Ayah is only to get Dalbehe. Because we're explaining, because you do Ma'isa Rashi Shtar, sorry. So why Behem Meskina? Why Behem Meskina? We say you have to pay Kshasik Zeyla? Because you can't say Rashi Lafanecha. That would answer that question. That's simple. That's easy. To answer that question, that's just copy and paste from Chayim. But the Gabi, the Gemara and Sadibov and Beis, that's a little bit more complicated. Because what's the Gemara bringing in? What's the Gemara bringing in Rilai? Rilai is Tomed Al Behe. Zucker Blade. That when the Gemara is bringing that Kol Gazlanim, Kol Gazlanim, Mishal Mekshas Agzela, Lasuye Rabbi Loi. Right? In Rabbi Loi, yeah. In Rabbi Loi, we does he say? What's he say to Rabbi Loi? No. Not Shinigri. In Rabbi Loi, it's not Shina Kaina. In Rabbi Loi, exactly. In Rabbi Loi, if we say that Lefi Rashi, Shina is not Kaina. Right. So why the Gabidal Behei? Why put the Gabidal Behei? Why put the Gabidal Behei in Rashi? So even though Lashon Rashi says, yeah, Rashi says, Nas Shin Belu Knoi Bishin Laham Milsa Kilu Lin Dal Behei Yerkaina. Whereas Shloim Tereh Shloim Baicher. But here, if we want to. Say this Teretz, we have to lob Dafka the Rashi, and we're saying that the reason why he put Dal Behei is Hagufa because it's not Kenshi Gaza. Hagufa because it's not the same. Hagufa, yeah, because this is not what he stole. Meaning it's different. It's different. It belongs to the Bible. Most of them, they're showing. You can't even carry your Hashav with this. It's different. You can't even carry your Hashav with this. It's not Kenesh Gana.
Right, because it's not
Shirai
Kona, then A,
was
it belong to, and B,
how... Let me finish my thought. Thank you. No, Emir just has a big problem there. Because we understood in her blade that why is it, again, if we're going Rashi, but the machine is not kind of, right? Elamai, it's a shinui enough to say, you can't judge Chalaf and Achlaf, right? Even a shinui that's not Bidayim is still different. You can't judge Chalaf and Achlaf. And that's all, before we get to Rabbi himself, but that's all the Gemara wants on Tani Bavon days. When the Gemara says, because Rabbi Loi, is in the gay at the Resh Levanach also. Rabbi Loi, it says, Levanach Ayom. Yeah? Nas Ashina Biyadoi. You know, it's not Ashina to be kind of Lagamri, right? But it's enough, there is some, obviously, there's Ashina over here in Rabbi Loi. Whatever it has with the meaning of life, there's a shinoi over here, right? There is a shinoi over here, and this that's a shinoi is enough that they can't say Resh Chalaf and Echa. So when the Gemara in Tzadi Vav and Beis says, that Zeh HaKlal, yeah, is coming Lasuyer Bilai, the case of Rabbi Loi, the din of Rabbi Loi, the Gemara doesn't mean that the etzem din of Rabbi Loi. Yeah? The halacha of Bloy is learned out of Zaklal. Zaklal is Asuya Bloy in the Yisoid of Rabbi Loi, which the Yisoid of Rabbi Loi is negated to Gezel also. Both Breshu is Kasha. That Rabbi Loi is only negated to Tvicha Mechira. This thing we see, it's only kindly in Tvicha Mechira. Right? Only kindly in Tvicha Mechira. Right? So one second, but we're not talking about Tvicha Mechira, it's when it's Gezel, little Tvicha Mechira. The answer is that Rabbi Loi, even though you're not kainit Lagamri, but it's still not Kain Jagana. In Rabbi Loi, we see minimally that's not Kain Jagana. That much we see in Rabbi Loi. So that means the din of Rabbi Loi. The din of Rabbi Loi is negaya to whether you can say Resh Chalaf and Echa. There's an afkamina in Rabbi Loi, in Gazlan also. When Rabbi Loi says that, Rabbi Loi says that Le'inyan Dalvei kind of, yeah? Le'inyan Dalvei, this is some, can you only Le'inyan Dalvei? We'll take Rashi Kipshutai, right? But it's not a full-fledged Kenyan, why not? Because it's not a Maisa. Yeah? You know Maisa. Shina Kain is only done a Maisa. Yeah? That's Shita's Rashi, Samachla. Over here, you're not Kain. Why? You didn't do a Maisa. But, you Kain it, Lingin Dalabay. Okay? Whatever that means. You Kain it, Lingin Dalabay. Look at that, it's enough that, yeah? Look at it's enough. But now, if we're saying that there's some type of Kenyan Hill Lin Dalvei, that means there's a Shinui over here. It's not Lin the Yikainin, but Akarkar Bloy is saying there's a Shinui over here. Right? There is a Shinui over here. If there's a Shinui over here, then it's Negei also by Gazlan. This that Rabloy is saying there's a Shinui over here. Is an afkamin even by Gezeila, even though he's not talking about Gezeila. Even though he's only saying is Allah Gavidal Behay. In fact, but it's sure, but the Gemara is talking about Gezeila, it's not Dal Behay. So what are you telling me is Lasuya Rabloi? No, it's Lasuya Rabloi, it's a Suya Rabloi, because from Rabbi Loi, we could deduce that if you that same thing, Gozal, Kleb, and Asa Ayol, so what's the din? You can't say it's not Kenja Gozal, and you only be paid double. It's not Kenja Gozal. Let me finish. It's not Kenja Gozal. It's not Kenja Gozal. Right? So the Gemara doesn't mean to implement the din of Rabbi Loi. That the Mishnah called his Lanim is not coming to tell us the din of Rabbi Loi. The din of Rabbi Loi is Negei Dal Behei. But Derech Agav, there's something else that we have from Rabbi Loi. The Paris Anoshim of Rabbi Loi is that there's a shinui over here. There's a shinui over here, which is negelin, leaning in kol mizonim. Which is negelin, kol mizonim, sham gazgeh, which is negelin by gazgeh also. Because it's not kain shagaza. Once it's not kain shagaza, it gets paid damen. Not because shin is kaina. Not because shin is kaina. That's only the gang dal of hay. But the etzem yisayin of Rebbelai is the gang there also. That's all the Gemara wants. That's all the Gemara wants from Rebbelai. So male is not the gaya that Rebbelai holds yitaka chayiv karen. Right? The question that was asked. Rebbelai says yitaka chayiv karen. Right? And they were saying, Karen can the hash the Rashi says. Right? Karen can the hash the Rashi says. And over there we say it's Kain Shaganav. So not only is it not right, Rebbelai, the Nusra of the Kasha was to steer it to Rebbelai, to steer it to Rebbelai. The answer is according to Rebbelai, it's not Shver. According to Rebbelai, all the Gemara wants from Rebbelai is that considered a Shinoi. That Rebbelai says it's a Shinoi, it's not a Shinoi because it's not a Shinoi that's Kaina. Why is not a Shinoi that's Kaina? Only because you're missing one thing. What are you missing? You didn't do a Maisa. That's what you're missing. You didn't do a Maisa. If you didn't do a Maisa, then Shina is not Kaina. In Hilchos Shina Kaina. But it is a Shinoi. Nevas, you're not Kaina with this. Once it's a Shinoi. Once it is a Shinoi. So Mela, if it's a Shinoi, then by Gzela, it's not Kain Shagana. I guess I'm showing you, you pay Kain Shagana. Over here, Punkti Chayiv Karen Kedahashta, because it was Tav Rishasya. But that's not the point we're trying to bring out. The point is that it's a Shinoi, you know, you're not Kain Bashinoi, but it is a Shinoi. Mela Nafkamino, Lagabe, Kain Shagana. Now, there's one point, I'll leave you with a question. Think about it on the Shabbos. That there's a question over here which we have to deal with. On the second din of Rashi, the Rashi says, Karen Kefil, Shalom Karen Kihashta. Right? There's been a parent explained to me, why is Karen Kihashta? Tavashasya. So now my question is, Haray over here, he shechted it. So Chayra, why we say that's a new Geneva? Why we say it's a new Geneva? So why is Rashi talking about the Kefils, Kain Shagana? Right, why do we say it's a Nuganeva? Why do we say that the Tvicha should be considered a Nuganeva? The Tvicha should be considered a Nuganeva. And Mela, you should have to pay Kishas Tvicha.